Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about staying informed about the effects of alcohol. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Ashley Fondren with Student Health Services at Mississippi State University. So Ashley, this has been Alcohol Awareness Month, the month of April. We are a little late, but that's okay. We should always remember to stay informed about alcohol and the effects of over-drinking. So tell me about the theme this year.
Yes, April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and this is an awareness month that is sponsored by the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence. And this year's theme is For the Health of It, Early Education on Alcoholism and Addiction. So this year's theme is to really draw attention to the need for early education to give children a better understanding of the impact that alcohol can have on their lives, also to empower parents to have that conversation with their young kids before they're in the situation where they're offered alcohol or tempted to indulge in that before they're legally of age.
Yes, that's way more important than we realize. Now, what are some alcohol statistics that you want to talk about?
Well, alcohol-related problems arise when you drink too much, too fast, or too often. And there's an estimated 16.6 million Americans that have alcohol use disorder, which this is a medical term that describes a range of mild, moderate, and severe alcohol problems. Something interesting that is also a little earth-shattering is that a quarter of people ages 18 and older report binge drinking in the past month. And binge drinking is really what we consider excessive alcohol use, and it's really at this point that you encounter really negative aspects related to alcohol consumption. And binge drinking is defined as consuming 5 or more alcohol drinks on one occasion. Also, this pattern of binge drinking is also prevalent among younger children as young as 12 years old. In 12 to 17 year olds, there are about 6% that report binge drinking in the past month. And then lastly, research has shown that people who begin using alcohol before the age of 15 are 5 times more likely to develop alcohol abuse or dependence than those who had their first drink at age 21 or older.
Wow, so those are some staggering numbers. How does excessive drinking affect your health?
Alcohol is a tricky little substance. It is classified as a depressant drug, but whenever you first consume alcohol, it initially stimulates the body and it makes the person feel excited and energetic. And the misconception or the myth is, well, if one or two drinks makes me feel this good, then having more and more will make me feel even better. But that is the deception of alcohol. Once your body reaches a blood alcohol concentration of 0.055, and that for a man that weighs 160 pounds would be between 3 and 4 drinks in an hour, once you reach that BAC, you actually start to feel the depressant effects of alcohol. So initially, your inhibitions and judgments are altered, which may result in you making a risky decision. As BAC continues to rise, your reaction time slows. It's harder to control your behavior, and you may act aggressively or violent. And then continued drinking affects your speech and balance, which is when someone appears to be drunk. And even higher levels can cause someone to become sleepy, pass out, black out. And this is something that is misconceived as passing out. But blacking out is really when a person is still conscious, but they don't remember what happened while they were intoxicated. And then the most serious effect of extreme alcohol consumption at the point of consumption is something called alcohol poisoning. And this is when breathing, heart rate, and your body temperature are depressed to the point where you can no longer support life. So anyone that's consuming excessive amounts of alcohol can definitely benefit from stopping or decreasing their use. There's definitely a reduction in risk of injuries. And also you can see a reduced risk of liver and heart disease, depression, stroke, sexually transmitted infections, and several types of cancers.
Okay, Ashley, so how can we evaluate our own habits or those of our loved ones?
Well, there are recommendations for low-risk drinking. For women, it is considered no more than 3 drinks on any single day and no more than 7 drinks per week. For men, it's no more than 4 drinks on any single day and no more than 14 drinks per week.
Okay, thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Ashley Fondren with Mississippi State University Student Health Services. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.